til Jesbjerg med Simonia. Rafael van der Vaart, 35-årig professionel fodboldspiller. Blandt andet kan han på sit CV skrive Ajax, Hamburger, Real Madrid, Tottenham. Ja, han kan også skrive Midtjylland, og han kan også skrive Esbjerg FB. Den uge valgte Rafael van der Vaart at trække sig tilbage fra sin professionelle internationale fodboldkarriere. Jeg mødte ham til en snak omkring, hvad fremtiden kommer til at bringe.
Is this the end of your career here in Esbjerg?
Yeah, I always want to say that I want to play one year more. So, yeah, probably after this season, it's the end.
How does that feel for you?
Yeah, it feels okay. It feels a little bit empty. Like, I had a great career. It was a great journey, I always say. And it was a privilege to play for so many people, make people happy, make people unhappy. And but the most important thing, I had so much fun in my career, and that's what counts.
I'm following you on Twitter, and what I feel when I read it is sentimentality. You're looking back on your career right now.
Yeah, you know, like especially when you come to an end there with the Dutch team, I had against Germany, I said goodbye to all the people, and then you, all these memories come back, and you think about it, how nice it was, and then you also ask yourself the question, did I enjoy it at that time? I think I enjoy it now more when I look back than I did at the time, and sometimes I think it's a pity. So it's really important also for the young people to enjoy every minute, because it's the best. It's not a job; it's a hobby in the world.
So, are you beginning to look for a new hobby now?
Yeah, I'm busy with the family. That's a hobby. No, I have a great life, and also here in SBR, we enjoy it so much. So, but it's true, you're in a different phase in your life. So, what I said before, sometimes I'm more like a handball man now, supporting my girlfriend. So, and it's also nice.
Yeah, it's the runners. We already talked about it, the best, of course, here in Esbjerg and many elsewhere. So how does it feel that you're like not the number one sports person in the house?
Yeah, feels good. That's, I think, also why it works that good between us. Of course, she's younger, she's in the best phase of her career, the best age to play, and she's doing so well. So also yesterday, the game against Odense, it was a pity that they lost, but I have a good feeling for Team Esbjerg this season.
What about the people around you? I know your dad, he kind of lives his dream through your career, because he wanted to play himself.
Yeah, of course, he's also sad. I mean, we speak every day, but he's proud. I mean, and you know as a player that around the mid-30s is the end. And so the time flight, you know, everything went so quick. And but he's proud still. And and I'm really thankful to him, because he made everything happen and possible.
Have you thought about maybe taking some licenses to become a trainer afterwards?
Everybody asks that, and sometimes I say yes, and sometimes I also say no. I also have had many bad experiences, and but you know, at the end, I know a lot about football. I think that as a player, you always have to stay in the football, because it's the best thing to do. And what I said before, that's what you. You used to do your whole life, so I think I hope I can stay in the football business.
And if you want all the licenses, it will be half a life extra.
Yeah, of course. There's also, it's hard work. Yeah? I mean, I always say as a player, it's much more easy than when you're a trainer. But I think I want to try to get my license, and hopefully I can do it.
Do you see yourself staying in Esbjerg after this?
That depends of Essie. I mean, when she stays, I stay, and when she goes, I go. So that's the way it is.
How does it feel to like have a million fans behind you?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's about the fans. I always tried to make them happy when they came to the stadium. I mean, at the end of the day, also they pay a salary, they pay tickets to come. It's important that you give them something, and yeah, this was always my mentality when I went on the pitch.
Does it feel like you are being a merchandise or something, because everybody wants a bit of Van der Vaart?
No, not really. I mean, I'm just a normal guy. I always am just a normal person, like everybody else. The only thing is I can play a little bit better football. But I never saw me as a brand, or never saw me as, okay, of course, you know, when you played for big clubs, a lot of people know you, but that's it. And I think it's much more important than you, a good man and a good father. And for the rest, I don't care.
Definitely. If you could say something to your fans supporting you here in EFB, what would it be?
Yeah, it's great that they're having me, that every time when I go on the pitch it's so nice, and it feels really good that they like you, not just as a player but also as a person. I think that's important, and just want to say thanks to them all.
And then I know you have like a million back in Ajax, I think they call themselves Ons Oranje.
Yeah, Ons Oranje.
Ons Oranje, and I know they would love to hear from you also. So can you say a few words for them?
Ja, het was fantastisch om afscheid te nemen van jullie allemaal. En het is alle mooie dingen komt aan eind, maar bedankt. En jullie weten dat veel voor mij betekent. En het was een mooie tijd, maar aan alles komt een eind. Dus het was mooi om afscheid te nemen in de arena, in de Johan Cruijff Arena. Dus daar was ik trots op.
Du lytter til Jesper med Simonia.